Texte numéro 33. Gated communities are a social ill. Gated estates are nothing new. Labelled exclusive, as if by law, estates are protected behind gates and have been since they were built with the coming of fast and reliable electric commuter railways a century or so ago. Entire towns were once walled and gated, even London itself. Factories, railway stations, garden squares and goods yards, among many other urban building types and spaces, have been gated too. In fact, it wasn't all that long ago when our towns and cities seemed built more for defence than for the sense of openness and the spirit of invitation necessary to make them move with an economic and social swing. In recent years, the gates have closed again. When did this new generation of gated estates emerge? I'm not too sure, although I remember them sprouting promiscuously in London's Docklands during the late 1980s, those yuppie years when Porsche-driving young city types, brandishing mobile phones the size of bricks, bore down on the newly shipless docks. They liked the idea of living by the Thames and close to the financial towers of Canary Wharf. They also feared the locals. So yuppie apartment blocks, a flat would never do, were tucked away behind gates, CCTV cameras and guard posts. Today there is barely a town worth the name in Britain, let alone elsewhere in the world, free from gated estates, gated car parks, gated malls, gated streets. It's as if we've all become scared or simply suspicious of one another, and that the best thing we can do for our own good is to tell everyone else to stay well away. This state of affairs would be tragic, even without the deaths of two young girls in the last few days, a 5-year-old in South Wales and a 6-year-old in Manchester, both fatally crushed by automatic sliding gates, from which there was evidently no escape. Local people say both sets of gates, guarding new yet far from exclusive estates, have existed solely to stop residents' cars from being stolen. Perhaps they have, and yet surely the safest form of street, and thus housing, is a permeable one, supervised, naturally and subtly, by people walking up and down it. Paranoia seems to be the reason we gate our streets and homes today. But the more we cut ourselves off from one another, the more this paranoia spreads and the less we feel a part of the social and physical fabric of our towns and cities. It does seem odd to find yourself walking along a back street in some salubrious part of London or other essentially wealthy city and to be studied in an insolent manner by security guards decked out in comic book American-style cop outfits, patrolling some horrendous new estate of bling homes. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2010.